News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, over the weekend, SpaceX, an American aerospace manufacturer, successfully launched a rocket carrying 143 satellites. It's a new record, apparently. Joining us is space commentator Leo Enright to talk to us more about this. Leo, 143 satellites, what are they all for? And are you worried about the amount of rubbish that's circulating in space?
Well, indeed, we can talk about that. There is an issue here about the number of satellites that are getting launched. But this is certainly an indication of just how big a market now there is for small satellites. Normally, when we see a rocket take off on the television, you know, on the evening news, it's some humongous thing with women and men on board, or it's some sort of giant space telescope. But in fact, the big market today is in tiny little satellites, the size of your iPhone or regular other phone, the size maybe the size of your microwave oven in the kitchen. These are what people are launching into space now, and they pack them into rockets. It's an area of business that I think Ireland should be getting into.
Okay, is there any danger about that? We've too much stuff up there.
Yes, I'm delighted you raised that point. I'm very worried about this. Anyone who saw the film Gravity with George Clooney, although I know the boys are more likely to remember Sandra Bullock, Gravity, the whole plot centers around the astronauts being on a space station when all the little satellites around them start crashing into each other and create a chain reaction, a cascade of collisions, and the result could be catastrophic in space. We all think of space as being very big, and yes, it is, but also in the area around the Earth, there is a limited amount of space, and all of these satellites flying around, sooner or later, if there isn't something done to regulate this, there will be a disaster.
Okay, Leo, just before you go, news today that Ireland is the Europe's UFO hotspot. It's recorded the most alien visits in the entire continent. 1,000 mysterious sightings in the sky spotted over Europe. Are we losing the run of ourselves, or is there more UFOs in Ireland?
I thought this was interesting. This actually comes from a Psychics magazine. So that will give you some idea of the credibility of it.
I should have foreseen that.
My good friends in Blackrock Castle Observatory down in Cork, just that wonderful castle on the Lee, they've an interesting explanation. They say the reason people see more lights in the sky over Ireland is because we have darker skies. We've a better view of the sky than most people in Europe. And so people are mistaking, you know, ordinary lights in the sky for strange beings from outer space.
Yeah, a very logical explanation. I would have expected nothing less. Leo Enright, space commentator, thank you as always for talking to News Talk Breakfast.